AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Germany's top prosecutor says the deadly truck attack in Berlin is similar to a deadly truck attack back in July in France. No one has claimed responsibility. 12 people were killed when a truck crashed into a crowd at a Christmas market. Former FBI Executive Assistant Director Sean Henry says heavy vehicles like the truck are potential weapons that are hard to detect.
These vehicles are ubiquitous. They're not illegal to have, easy access, and anybody that can drive can potentially use this as a weapon to inflict mass casualties.
Henry was on NBC's Today Show. A suspect is in custody, but police in Germany say they cannot rule out suspects involved in the truck attack could still be at large. Activists in Syria say as few as 3,000 people are left in eastern Aleppo awaiting evacuation. Inge Sedke with the Red Cross says 10 more buses have arrived to help in the evacuation.
I'm speaking to our team who are now on the ground in Aleppo, and there are still thousands of people remaining in the eastern part of Aleppo and who are willing to be evacuated.
A Turkish government official says it's unlikely the policeman who assassinated Russia's ambassador to Turkey acted alone. The gunman shouted slogans about Syria and Aleppo as he killed the ambassador. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a series of shooting attacks in Jordan over the weekend that killed 10 people. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is reviewing 8 complaints that the engines in tiny smart 4.2 cars can catch fire. In 6 cases, owners saw smoke, the check engine light, or heard an unusual noise before seeing flames. We've been talking about bone-chilling cold weather and snow. How about some warmth? Miami shattered a record yesterday with a high temperature of 86 degrees. Banks and other financial stocks are leading the way on Wall Street at the start. The Dow is up 88 points. This is AP Radio News. Later today, court papers will be released connected to Hillary Clinton's email search warrant.
A federal court in New York is scheduled to release redacted copies of the search warrant and other documents that gave the FBI new license to dig into a trove of Hillary Clinton emails days before the presidential election. The emails were found on a computer belonging to former Congressman Anthony Weiner, the estranged husband of top Clinton aide Huma Abedin, as part of a probe into an online relationship between Weiner and a teenage girl in North Carolina. In ruling that the public had a right to see the search warrant application, the judge also said portions would be blacked out to protect the identity of the investigating agents. I'm Sandy Kozel.
2 children who died saving the lives of even younger children in a fire in Wisconsin are among 21 people being honored with Carnegie Medals for heroism. Natalie Renee Martin was 11. Her sister Jenna was 9 years old. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.